We took in $1,028 in ticket sale.
Hey.
They want you close.
Come towards the bases.
Closer to the mic.
Closer to the bases.
To the table.
Keep going.
Mic's over here, right in front of you.
Right here?
Keep walking.
Go down a little lower.
But the microphone's right here.
That's right.
Well, it's the camera mic that's on tonight.
Oh, okay, oh. Can you hear me? Okay, so the April 6th community concert, we sold $1,028 in tickets, and then we had $36 in cash donations. All right, so that gave us a total income of $1,064 before the expenses.
Oh boy.
So the expenses for the April 6th concert were $872. And so we made $192. Earlier that day, several of you went out to Winchester to participate in the memorial service for June Hess. And from that service, we had donations. All right, we had $2,420 in donations.
Wow. Wow.
$37.66 in fees. And so that gave us a net of $2,382.34.
God bless June and Carl.
Yes. So the board is talking about how to give everyone some regular financial updates. And we've been talking about whether we should do that in the newsletter that comes out every month, or the choir notes that come out twice a month, or maybe even a separate email on financial updates. But just to give you a little snippet, we're going to give you a little bit tonight and a little bit more in the next rehearsal. There's good news, right? We have enough cash on hand to finish this season.
That's good. That's good.
That's good news, right? As of March 2024, we have $40,081, okay? We started the year with $37,671. So after 7 months of this season, we are up $2,410. All right? Our expenses average between $5,000 to $7,000 a month. So if we take the high end, seven, sometimes it's eight, depends on what we have to pay for that month. So we've got three more months left in this season, and so if we take 7,000, that's 21,000. But like I said, we have 40,000 in the bank. So we have enough to finish the season. But we want to start next season at least $37,000, right? So, you know, we, MOHA, we depend heavily on donations and concerts. So for our June annual concert, we have sold 60 tickets. Ooh, this is good news, people, because last time we were in the 40s for several rehearsals. I kept saying, yeah, we're still in the 40s. So now we're in the 60s. That's given us $1,385 so far in revenue, so we need more sales of those tickets. And we'll talk a little bit more about some internal fundraising that we're gonna do next month. Any questions on the financial updates that I've provided this evening? All right, more announcements. Oh, Karen. The venue, I don't know the exact cost, but the cost to Mosaic Harmony is around $5,000 because we had a donation of half of this.
Cover all
Yep. Any other good question? Any other questions?
Crystal, is there still a reserve fund, or is that not there?
I think the
What's the question?
Is there a reserve fund? So the reserve fund is the $37,000 that we started with at the beginning of the season, and we would love to leave this season with $37,000 to start the next season, right? So we've got to sell tickets. Good questions. Any other questions about finances right now? We'll talk more next rehearsal. Upcoming events. We have, you know, for those who would like to support, we have the Gen Out Youth Invasion concert coming up at the end of this month on April 28th, Sunday, April 28th at 4 o'clock in D.C. All right. We have I Can Do coming up on Saturday, May 4th. Laura, you want to say more about that?
If you don't mind.
Nope, not at all. Come on up and talk loud.
We're very excited about I Can Do. We've heard from Gen Out. They're very excited about it. So far, we have had 9 people sign up for I Can Do. We were hoping to have at least 15 people. That's a good, fair representation. If we can get to that number, that would be great. If we can get more than that would be great as well. All the information is on the website. We need volunteers to bring snacks. It's very low key, it's very easy. We would like people to, if they want to showcase something they can do. Karen showed artwork last time, and she's gonna do something this time. Kurt's gonna do something, and someone else I can't remember, but we would love that. And then, you know the kids, it'll be karaoke special and other things. So please sign up, we really, really appreciate it.
Could you repeat the date again?
May 4th, Saturday, May 4th. From 7, I think it's 7 to 9 p.m.
At Antioch?
At Antioch, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have an accompanist, or how are you doing the...
Well, people do, usually for... We've brought a keyboard in the past if somebody wants to sing, but they have to bring their own music. We don't do key changes, you know, just... You have to bring the sheet music, and we would need to know ahead of time, and it would be best if someone, if you plan on singing, that you have someone in mind who could play the keyboard, because it's really I Can Do. We can try to help, but I Can Do. So does that explain it?
Very well.
Thank you. And this is part of our community building, and so it means a lot. And we got a wonderful thank you note from Paul Hines with Gen Out, and the kids really, really had a wonderful time, and they adore Singing Harmony.
Good.
Love that song. And they appreciated all the people who stopped in to say hi to them. So thank you all for making them feel so at ease, and also the same for Tema. They enjoyed it thoroughly.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's great. So,
again.
Oh,
she's
showing
you. Oh,
the mentor.
Yeah.
Oh, watching the eclipse.
So, again, whether you plan to attend these events or not, please sign up on Sign Up Genius so we have an idea of who's coming and who's not. So the other event that's coming up is Saturday, June 1st. It's the Fairfax Pride Concert. Okay, and then tomorrow, we extended the $5 off each ticket for the June 30th to tomorrow. Tomorrow's the deadline to get $5 off each of your June concert tickets. And then, any other concert updates, concert team?
No, I just refer people to Sabine's email from yesterday. And just note that the songs for...
They can't hear you.
Karen's talking about Sabine's email from yesterday.
So Crystal's already gone over upcoming performances, but we now have all the songs for the 30th anniversary concert, and for individual rehearsals for the remainder of the season, the songs that we're gonna do at rehearsal in that list will be underlined and highlighted.
Thank you. Right. Yep, yep, yep. So, and those songs are the concert order. So they're in the concert order, and so from rehearsal order, you'll be able to just say, oh, we're gonna work on these. The goal is 5 a rehearsal. That's the goal, to fine tune.
All right, any other announcements that anyone would like to share before we move into joys and concerns? Oh, Hayden, wait, Hayden has an announcement. Something you'd like to share.
All right. I actually have 3 things. First is about the
camera. Close to that camera. Right?
This camera, go. Okay. So first is about the nominations for new board members. So Mosaic Harmony has a board, a governing board, that has to have at least 5 members, and I think currently we have 7, right? And then all but 2 are leaving. And then we have someone who's interested in joining the board, so that makes us 3. So we're looking for at least 2 members. This has been my first year on the board. It's just a monthly, we meet monthly, and you know, discuss.
Virtually.
So, yeah. It's taught me a lot about how our choir is structured, what keeps us going, and how decisions are made, so it's been a good experience for me. So if anyone is interested, please get in touch with me, and then we're also reaching out to certain people we feel that are very capable of serving on the board. So. Karen, Teresa, and Lauren we're all working together to reach out to you guys. So you may be getting a call from one of them.
Let me add, becoming a member of the board is open to not only singing members, but supporting members also. So if you have a spouse or loved one that is a supporting member of Mosaic Harmony, They're a member. They're eligible to help and bring their skills. So it's.
Did I need anything out, Teresa or Karen? Or?
Who are the people that are staying on the board?
I am staying on the board, and Jim Price is staying on the board, and then there's someone else who will be, who has shown interest of joining, obviously.
And Hayden said that this is the first time that she's been on the board. This is the second time that I've been on the board. Many of you have been on the board 1, 2, or 3 times, but maybe you want to come on again. So it's, you know, you're always welcome to step on again.
Yes, Laura.
And I know you can't hear me, but maybe you can repeat what
I
said.
Yeah.
We had people who were willing to serve on the board, and all they had to do was pay the $125 to become a supporting member. So if you have friends who are big MOHA supporters, mm-hmm. and they're willing to serve on the board, all they have to do is become a supporting member to serve on the board. So just so you can outreach.
Yeah, Laura's saying that it doesn't have to be a current member or
singing.
A supporting member, singing member or a supporting member. If somebody's interested in serving on the board, they just have to become a supporting member, mm-hmm. and then they can be considered. So, if you know of anyone who might be interested in serving on the board, please let me know, or Karen or Teresa or Lauren. The other thing is, we didn't have any mingle this month. We all needed a little break. Or I needed a break, but there will be a mingle at least one more time in May, and hopefully one more time in June, and we will let you know in advance time so you guys all know to come early. And then I just also want to do a plug for Jen Out, a Youth Invasion concert, just because I have been volunteering with them, and they're just a joy to be around. So the Youth Invasion, so what I'll do is send out at least two to the singing members, or I don't know who's in that music maker list, but I'll send it out with a link to the concert. It's a free concert at the Atlas Performance Center. I think it's on 8th Street. It's at 4 p.m. They're going to be performing along with high school students from Jackson Reed High School of D.C. They're planning on singing 8 to 10 songs. The messages of their songs are just wonderful. And so I really highly recommend you guys to come, or if you can't come, like just, you know, send out the information to, you know, families and friends who especially may be interested in the LGBTQ community and the ally community.
So what's the date?
April 28th, and I'll be sure to, it's a Sunday, and then I'll send that with Anita. That's it.
I think Teresa had a question.
I was going to say, Crystal talked about how we need all this money to run the choir, but we also need the board to run the choir. So it's another way, besides giving money, that we can give back to the choir for all the years.
Could you repeat it for them?
Obviously we need robust budget to run the choir, but that we also can volunteer our talents and skills by serving on the board.
Okay. Thank you. Joys and concerns. How about in Zoom land? Hi, Mitch. Hi, Shauna. Hi, Jan.
There's my insurance copy.
Mitch wants to say something.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was in Cleveland, my hometown, for the eclipse, which was fun, and a real experience with both my daughters, ended up being there too, and my grandson, which was nice. Tomorrow would have been Ted's 80th birthday, and I'm really feeling that, feeling pretty emotional about it. So that's all.
Yeah.
Closer to the mic.
I like that word with you guys, and
they want you closer.
Yeah,
closer.
Better.
Whatever.
I hope so.
No, she's just standing in front of the screen.
That's all right.
Well,
go ahead.
As long
go ahead.
All right. Some of you may know I'm in two choirs. This one and Encore Creativity. And every other Tuesday is a two rehearsal Tuesday, and this is one, so there's not much voice left. Anyway, this coming Sunday is our spring concert. It is a free concert, but you need to get a ticket ahead of time, something they do with promotions and that. It will be at Heritage Fellowship Church in Reston. Pretty easy to get to. I have a few flyers. If anyone is interested, I'll be happy to give them to you. Eddie's in it. Let's see.
Linda Carter.
Yeah, Linda Carter, for those of you who know her.
Is Doug in it?
Doug is in Encore Rocks. I think that's it for now. And the other joy, you know that my husband had emergency surgery in February, and he's doing very well, touch wood, and has graduated from the walker to a cane, and he goes around the house with no assistance. When he goes outside, he needs it. So that is very good news. He's ornery as ever, and that's also a good sign of healing and that. So thank you all for moral support for that.
Continued supportive prayers and positive energy for Dick Van Dusen.
Oh, yes.
Please. He's pressing on and stable. And if I may, one of my very dear, yes, I just lift up the name of another David, a guy named Dave Stewart. He and his wife Crystal have been supporters of Mosaic Harmony for decades, and they live in Edgewater in Mayo, Maryland. They've come to the Many Moods Love Concert, and David's he's in his 80s, and he's having a lot of health issues and is in the hospital right now. So he's been my best friend. We were co-workers together at Department of Social Services. And so lifting up Dave and Chris in our prayers, I request that. Thank you.
Reggie.
I'm going to walk up there.
Okay.
This is just one of those continuing updates. Just want you to be aware that Darren continues to make progress. He's had a number of days recently where he's been able to sit up and eat with everyone. He's been doing puzzles. Becca has been able to leave him by himself. Unsupervised for a couple of days. So the progress is being made. He feels like he's pushing to be able to go to his daughter's wedding, which will be in June 8th down in Cancun. That's one of the things he's hoping to be able to do. And then the other thing is my daughter now is home, Elizabeth, and the baby Estelle is doing really well. Her grandfather has had a chance to hold her a number of times, and he really appreciates it. But she's doing really well. I think tomorrow she gets her staples out, her 30 staples, and hopefully she'll be able to lift the baby in the car carriage, which will mean then she'll be able to drive it. So that's my two joys.
Great.
Karen.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my friend, Martha. That's a very good friend of mine, passed away last year. I used to take my dog to visit her a lot, and it was great. And she has three adult children, and I found out last night that her son Mike is entering hospice, and he's not expected to live long. So I ask for prayers for their family, especially their daughter.
Any other joys and concerns?
So this is just, I'm going on a trip to Oklahoma. I'm very excited. people that have been watching online, and my brother and sister are going with me. So I'm very excited to go for a very long weekend with my brother and sister to another state to listen to some really exciting speakers. So,
very exciting.
Are we complete for this evening? Okay.
Thank you. We go. One, two, go.
Make us one, Lord. Make us one, Holy Spirit.
Thanks.
Make us one. Let your love flow.
I hope.